Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, think dabbling in benign magic is harmless. What started as a casual read of a Wicca book quickly turned her family home into a paranormal playground.
Welcome. Ghost Stories Online. Call in your real ghost story now at 855-853-4802 or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. You're about to enter the world of the unknown and quite possibly the undead. This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
It always sucks when your home turns into a paranormal playground. It's never...
It really does.
I think I was like summoning, what's her name from Schitt's Creek for a second there. Catherine
O'Hara.
You're a
little Moira.
A little Moira in there for a moment. But yeah, that's why you, you know, you got to be careful on the Wicca books that you pick out and your spells you make. You got to make sure you're using organic chickens when you're slaughtering them, and
only this person talked to you first.
Yeah.
Dang it.
And when you do the goat blood around the door frame and stuff, you got to use a kosher goat. You know, the normal stuff. And sometimes, you know, when you go to Walmart and go to the goat section, you gotta be a little picky because sometimes they'll mix the non-organics in with the organics, and it's like, nope, this is I need that one. You gotta look that goat directly in the eye and make sure it is it's proper.
You're so twisted, Tony.
It'd be a weird moment looking that goat in the eye too, because you're gonna be like, where do I look?
Well, goat's eyes are so weird. It's like right out of Rosemary's Baby.
They're so creepy.
They're just like creepy eyes.
Yeah, they're like demon eyes. Like if you were to like you need a demon eye, grab a goat eye. And that
exactly.
But they're so funny. I like goats.
They're very adorable and playful and all of the things.
Yeah. But don't look in their eyes because they are all secretly Wiccans and warlocks.
Just so you know.
Didn't know if you're aware of that, but now you do. So let's go to the phone call. 855-853-4802 is the phone number. Hi, let's hear your ghost story.
Hi, my name's Julie. I currently reside in Rockford, Illinois. The experiences that occurred did happen in our home in Bensonville, Illinois. My four other sisters can vouch for this because they all experienced this. and as well as my mother, who's a very religious woman. This was about, I want to say I was about 12 or 13, so this was 16 years ago. And they began with a friend's birthday party. I mean, they were messing around with the Ouija board. I do remember that. And then about a short time after that, a friend of mine lent me a Wicca book. For all of you that don't know what Wicca is, it's supposedly white magic, that sort of thing. Has connections with the earth. You know, it's supposed to be benign, non-harmful. Yeah, after that, things started occurring. One of the first things I do recall, I was reading the book, you know, just going through it. I didn't really take it seriously. I was just, you know, reading it because I'm a really avid reader. My mom, she ran upstairs. My house has, well, I had two floors where I lived, and she was downstairs. She ran upstairs and was like, "What are you doing?" And I'm like, "Nothing. I'm reading a book." She said that downstairs, it seemed like somebody was jumping up and down in my room because the ceiling fan was shaking. She could see that I was not out of breath, that, you know, I was just reading a book. So she's like, "Okay, you know, carry on," that sort of thing. And, well, things started occurring after that. My older sister, she said that she had seen a shadow of a, like, an adult male or something like that, like an adult, in her room, and it just kept getting closer and closer, which was odd because my sister's not afraid of anything. We actually had to move out to the suburbs because she was involved in, like, gang activity and that sort of thing. So she's not easily scared, and she was petrified. And one night, her and I were talking about what happened, and now there was three bedrooms upstairs on our second floor. My younger sister was on the left side. I was in the middle. My older sister was on the right. Now, my younger sister on the left, she cannot sleep with her door closed. She always has her door open. I remember that time my sister and I were talking. My younger sister was already asleep for a while. She sits up with her eyes closed, and she says, "Look, they can see us." And I was like, "What the heck is that?" You know, she was asleep. Her voice didn't change or anything, but her eyes were closed, and it was just really creepy. I'm like, "Oh, my God." You know, certain things started occurring after that as well. You know, we could hear someone walking around, doors closing, that sort of thing. What really did it for me was I sleep with my door closed. I cannot sleep with my door open. I felt somebody in my room. I didn't hear my door open and or close. So I'm like, how did they get in here? And I was asleep. It was probably 2 or 3 in the morning. I could feel them in my room, and I could tell that it was an evil spirit. It was not good. It wasn't an angel or anything, or a ghost of a relative or anything like that. But I could feel something was in my room. It started breathing on my face. I was like, I closed my eyes really tightly shut, and I pulled a blanket over my face because that's all I could think of doing at that moment. I was so scared. After that, you know, telling my sisters what happened and all the things that were going on, we ended up sleeping downstairs in our living room, which didn't help either because we could still hear them walking around. And I say them because it was multiple, like somebody would be walking in my room, but they would be walking in my sister's room. And we were downstairs, and they were right above us, so that didn't really help. So we all ended up sleeping in my mother's room. And she's like, "You guys are ridiculous. You eat too much sugar. You watch too much crap on TV. You know, you guys are just making it up," that sort of thing. Well, finally, one night, she knew all of us were in her room. My dad was in there. We were all sleeping. Well, she could hear. It was loud. It was like slamming the door. Like, it was by the stairs, like there was noise coming up and down the stairs, like it was messing with us, and it finally woke my mother up. It was about 2 or 3, like 3 in the morning, and she has to get up like at 5, so she's angry at this point. She gets up. I was already awake because I could hear it. She gets up, walks over, like angry, starts rebuking the spirit. And rebuking, for people that don't know, In Christian belief, is when you use scripture or the name of Jesus to get rid of a spirit, like an evil entity. And she's just like, "In the name of Jesus, I rebuke you from my home. You have no authority in my home. You do not belong here. You know, get out," you know, that sort of thing. That night, my mother has a dream of me coming home with a backpack. In her dream, there's a large snake coming out of my backpack, wrapped around my body. And, you know, I'm just like, hey, Mom, you know, in the dream, like, hey, what's going on? Like, nothing. So the next day, she investigates my backpack, finds the Wicca book, and I, you know, she confronted me about it. She's like, you do not mess with this. You know, this is not a joke. It's not a game. You cannot mess with this. And, you know, I'm like, I'm sorry. I didn't know. I apologized. We eventually moved away from that house. We never really experienced things after that, except when I was 22. So about 9 years after this, I was 8 months pregnant. I was asleep. It was, again, 2 or 3 in the morning. I got up. Well, I didn't get up. I woke up. My eyes woke up, you know, opened, and I could feel something evil in the room. It wasn't a person. When I looked, it was like a cloud, like a dark, you know, I don't know, like a dark entity. And it was getting closer, and as it got closer, I couldn't breathe. I was paralyzed. Now, this has never happened to me before, and it's never happened to me since, but I was paralyzed. I couldn't move. I was starting to lose my breath. And I'm looking over to my daughter's dad and, like, trying to wake him up with, like, my eyes, you know, but he's knocked out. And I'm like, oh, my God, this is it. This is how I'm going to die. And I start rebuking him again. Like, I say him because, you know, evil, whatever. So I start rebuking in my mind, in the name of Jesus, you know, that sort of thing. Get out. You have no authority. You do not belong here. Out. Get out. And it goes away. Now, this whole ordeal probably lasted 30 seconds. It felt like an eternity. As soon as I could move, I shot up. I ran upstairs because we were downstairs. I ran upstairs, called my pastor. Again, it's like 3 in the morning. He picks up, and he prays with me, and I feel better, but I still sleep upstairs. After that, nothing really happened. And one of the main reasons I'm calling also is just to warn people. It's not a game. You know, there is a spiritual realm. They do have power, obviously, as many people have experienced. The spirit boxes and Ouija boards and that sort of thing, it's not a game. Take care. God bless you guys.
Thank you for sharing that story with us. Is that going to cause you to not do your spells tonight?
No.
Okay.
Because I'm above all that.
Yeah.
You know, I think it's interesting because I don't know how, like, if she's reading this book about Wicca, if could that actually have opened up the door just by, like, dipping your toe into it? And I guess that would be kind of like your Ouija board. If you're kind of goofing off with it and you've kind of opened that door and you don't properly shut the door. But it just seems like a whole lot of activity associated with something that it just doesn't seem like she was inviting anything in.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I don't think I'll stop my spells or my Ouija board sessions tonight. Because well, I know how to do it.
Well, only once
she
a
does
year,
have a really good point about watching out what you do.
I agree. Yeah, you got to watch what you do. You know, don't invite bad things in. Don't, I don't know. It's really hard not to break out the Ouija board and play in front of the Christmas tree. We have a little Christmas tree planchette right now, which is just so cute. And
which actually, I wouldn't be surprised if you've got one somewhere on your tree. That would not surprise me.
I do not. I have nothing ghostly on my tree.
You
my
do
tree,
have a quite beautiful tree.
My tree looks like Martha Stewart exploded in my house.
It does, actually.
And my girlfriend got me this great gift the other day. I guess they sell it over at Walmart. Maybe you've seen it. Martha on the Mantle.
No, I have not seen that at Walmart.
And it's not an ad for Walmart or anything, but and they have Snoop on the Stoop, which is Snoop and Martha, and they're they're like the Elf on the Shelf, basically. But it's Martha Stewart and it's Snoop, and it's great. Martha came with a little wine bottle and a wreath, and like, you know, little like stuff that goes with Martha Stewart. And I think it's hilarious, and I love Martha, so I think it's great. I've actually started watching Martha Stewart again.
Talk about a woman who was able to
holy shit
build a brand.
God damn. She's a fucking...
Never actually ruin her brand when it would have ruined anybody else.
She's a badass.
It's pretty brilliant.
There was a doc on her. It's called Martha. It's on Netflix. And it's an interesting look at her and her character. And I mean, Martha's about Martha. You can, you know, I walk away from that going, there's this woman's like a fucking huge narcissist, it seems like, which is why like every relationship goes to absolute shit. And people are just like, it's sad. She leads, it seems like a kind of a, it looks somewhat lonely. But she's someone who has brought so much like happiness and joy to so many people. Yet I think at the end of the day is probably a really lonely person. That's just kind of the take I got on it after watching it. But
no, if you got to be lonely and have millions of dollars, I mean, there's
yeah.
that.
Yeah, it's still, but yeah, it's, but it was really interesting just because she is her work. That is her identity. Mm-hmm. That is, and that's what makes mm-hmm. her happy. And then sometimes I think at the end of the day, when you're so into your work and that's your life and it's like, okay, I'm done. Like, what else? What else is there?
Now what? Exactly. What do I do?
Having a child has been lovely for me, but I get it. I do kind of get it. I got kind of related to Martha Stewart and some of that thing. But it was a good one. Then I actually went back. I'm like, can you watch old episodes of Living Anywhere? And I found them like on Roku, the old ones, like from the 90s. And they're so slow paced and they're so like not overdone. It's so boring, I think, to what people are used to watching today. But they're like instructional. They're informative. They're interesting. It's not like boom, 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 boom. Keep getting to the next cutscene. It's actually kind of nice. It like you watch it and you're like, oh, OK. And it's a nice little distraction and change of pace from everything that's going on in our world. And I kind of like it.
So, that's so funny.
Yeah, I never watched. I was a kid back in the day when they were coming out.
I never really thought about that.
But I'm like, this is kind of nice. Like, I like this. Like, I don't know. I watched some recipes on some cooking things, but she does garden shit and all sorts of stuff. And it's like, oh, she has a lot of good ideas. I mean, she's fucking Martha Stewart. But
yeah, yeah, I like. She is pretty amazing. And you know, to do what she did and have to go to jail and come out of it, like. Nobody ever comes out of jail and picks up where they left off.
Except for Martha fucking Stewart.
I know. If I ever go to jail, I'm going to be like Martha Stewart.
And it really dives into the case a little bit too in there. And it just shows you how stupid this case was and how Jim Comey had a fucking hard on to go after Martha Stewart.
Oh, I got to watch that.
It was insane. And I mean, I think Comey is a piece of shit anyhow from everything else he's done. I mean, from the election years ago to throwing that to like going after Martha Stewart. Because if you look at like what the trade was that she made and how rich she was, no way in her right fucking mind would she have ever been like, oh, yes, let me save a couple thousand dollars when I'm literally a billionaire. Like, no, she didn't. Like, she just, her advisor said, sell, okay, let's sell. You know, it was insane. It was you want to talk about a fucking witch hunt? That was a fucking witch hunt. About tearing Martha Stewart down. Fuck you all.
She's a national treasure.
Who the fuck do you think you are? Yeah. I mean, it was insane if you look back on it. As so many things are when we look at it in the past. But yeah, anyway. That's my long Martha Stewart story. Happy holidays, everyone. That's going to wrap up this episode of Real Ghost Stories Online. As you can tell, it's that season. If you've been listening to me for the last 11, 12 years, you know I get this cough thing every year. So it's back. 855-853-4802 to share your real ghost stories with us. Get all the extras on Apple Podcasts. Carol, I'm Tony. Thanks for listening to Real Ghost Stories Online.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.